From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. And first up this hour, a visit to a small town in Iraq that exemplifies the problems the U.S. military is facing as it tries to hand over security duties to Iraqi forces. Sab al-Bur is a Shiite town in a largely Sunni region west of Baghdad. Last month, U.S. troops handed over control there to Iraqi government security forces. Within days, Sab al-Bur was engulfed in sectarian warfare. The U.S.-trained police force collapsed. 90% of the residents fled. Well, now the American troops are back. NPR's Jamie Tarabay visited the town with the U.S. military escort, and she sent this report.
With the wind gathering dead branches and hurling them into the air, Sab al-Bur looks and feels like a ghost town. The loudspeaker atop the town's mosque broadcasts noon prayers, but the dusty streets are empty and the brick houses that line the edge of town are shuttered. One place full of activity is the crumbling two-story Iraqi police station. It's where the Americans are based. They were forced to return to Sab al-Bur after dozens of mortar attacks earlier this month drove out local residents and their police. Major Brandon Newton said sectarian violence came to Sab al-Bur like a plague of locusts.
You had a small two-week period where a lot of Sunnis were being sent into Sab al-Bur to kill Shias. Shias were retaliating, killing Sunnis.
The Sunnis, he says, could have come from anywhere. Surrounded by canal-fed farms, Sab al-Bur lies 18 miles northwest of Baghdad. Nearby Ramadi and Fallujah are both bastions of support for the Sunni insurgency.
People here forget that we're only 20 miles from Fallujah. That's a night's work for a death squad to run in here from Fallujah or Ramadi or Ramadi.
There were around 30,000 people living in Sab al-Bur on September 20th when U.S. troops handed over the town to Iraqi forces. Then the mortar shells began to fall. By October 2nd, only 3,000 people remained. Major Newton said it was heartbreaking to watch people pack furniture into trucks, pile into cars, and leave.
Maybe it was more sobering than anything to see just how fast, in one day, 2 days, that this could all, just based on those folks who'd rather kill, you know, innocent people and trying to kill each other, can take a city like this and just set it back.
And set it back they have. The U.S. military was working on 32 projects costing $5.3 million to improve Sab al-Bur. U.S. troops paved the roads, set up water treatment plants, and refurbished or built around 20 schools. Walking along the barbed wire perimeter, Captain Dan Walker said his unit is now only trying to make the streets safe again.
It's kind of like the Texas two-step. Two steps forward, one step back. Things are a lot better than they were.
There's still more to do. The U.S. troops are struggling to rebuild an effective local police force. And Captain Walker says it's too soon to tell whether the Iraqi army unit that's just arrived is up to the task. Hovering Apache gunships fire into the town. Insurgents are hiding in the houses. Unmoved by the cannon fire only a few blocks away, Janan Flair holds the hand of her young daughter as she describes the night she and eight members of her family left Sab al-Bur with only the clothes they were wearing.
They bombed us. People were wounded. Our neighbor died. Our house is close to the canal. We just left one afternoon and went to stay with relatives in Kadamia.
She returned 10 days later. Bookstore owner Sara Bass never left. He lives next to the U.S. base, so he felt relatively safe. Now he collects food rations from the U.S. military because all the shops are closed.
The situation isn't normal. There's no movement. There's no oil, no gas. There are only a few people left in the area. Not even the Americans are in total control of this place.
But despite the lack of supplies, the eerie emptiness of the town, and the lack of security, Obey says he has no choice but to stay.
Where will I go? I don't have money. I can't afford to rent another place. I'd rather die here in the only place I own.
Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.